The next coach on the teleconference is Nebraska's Mike Riley. Nebraska hosts Wisconsin on Saturday, an 8 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Questions are good.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, I was curious, do you subscribe to the notion that emotions can linger, you know, for a while after a game, whether it's a win or a loss?
Oh, there is no doubt that you have to guard against that in every way. I think that, it's kind of that saying that don't let the last game lose the next one. I think that if possible, what we try to say is we're going to live in a vacuum of 1 week at a time, but it's one of those things that whether it's a win or a loss and how you handle it can affect the next game.
So many coaches use that line, that one game at a time thing, right? And it makes sense, but do you think that is as much players and coaches saying that to themselves as they are saying that to everybody else, trying to convince themselves of that?
Well, I think that coaches and some players actually realize that is the best thing to do, and it's really difficult in this world because, the average person or anybody in the media, they have all week to talk about the last game. They don't have to think about preparation for the next one until about Friday, So everybody is still talking about what happened and what is. I think it's really a trap, and I think that coaches and players realize you can't do that, but the world around them is surrounded with that. So it's something that I think you always battle.
So what makes a team good at avoiding stuff like that?
Well, I think sometimes there's some event with a team, like a bad loss that brings you back to the reality of what this thing is really all about. And so basically you get everybody's attention, and it comes at a big cost. The other thing that I think is helpful is maturity of a staff and team. I think sometimes players that have been in the program a while and understand that it's hard to win, they can be leaders in that way within your team, and the coaching staff certainly has to be like that. So it's really there's all sorts of parts of that. I think if you win a game, one of the most important things is you can't let those things that you didn't do well be avoided or not talked about because you won. I mean, you can't do that. In order to get better, you've got to address whatever is happening, win or lose, and really stick to that and be able to, with maturity, turn the page to the next day and the next game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. Thanks, Casey.
Wisconsin always brings a challenge, no matter who they play. What kind of challenges do you see against Wisconsin? And just talk about the rivalry between Nebraska and Wisconsin, since it's kind of new as Nebraska got into the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think it's shaping itself into what is and will soon be even more a really good rivalry. I think that with the teams in our division in general, I think that it will, with time, morph into what appears to be pretty natural when you're talking about Iowa and Minnesota and Wisconsin and Purdue. I think it's pretty, right down the line, it's pretty good that way, but Wisconsin, because they've been good, is definitely one of those teams for the moment. And, you know, what makes it hard, this is a really good all-around football team, offense, defense, run game, play action, pass game, efficiency, and then a really hard-playing, well-coached defensive team.
All right, thanks, Mike. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Chris Hady, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach. How's it going?
Good, good.
Hey, when you look at a team like Wisconsin and Paul Chris, do you recognize anything that maybe you taught him that he has maybe taken from you and implemented into his program?
Chris, I won't say I taught him. I'd say Paul and I did a lot of work together strategically, conceptually on football for many years. And I think that the best I can say is that if there are things that are similar, and there are, or that I recognize, it's things that we dissected and talked about for hours and hours doing football together. So I think that it was a great mutual, educational experience in football working with him.
Sure. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Chris.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, you will. Thank you. Bye-bye.